Well, things are heating up here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. Well, one of the great drivers in the history of the United States Auto Club is to my left, Derek Davidson, finished as high as third in USAC National Points, and the last couple of years has been working on the IRL IndyCar Trail, now with Vision Racing. And Derek, you said this has been a great experience for you.
Yeah, it really has. You know, my whole the passion ever since I started racing was to get to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I couldn't do it as a driver, so the next best thing is to do it as a crew man, and that's what I'm doing.
What's your primary responsibilities now with Vision?
Basically, I help on the rear end of the car from the fuel cell back, but we got four guys that work on a car, and we kind of do everything. So, you know, we got a great group of guys, and we kind of just do everything. It's not like we have one specific area, but my main concentration is the rear of the car.
You were telling me a minute ago that given the fact that you get to do a lot of things, you're learning a lot here, and that's what makes this a good team to work with.
Yeah, I've only been doing it for 2 years, and it's been like information overload from the start, you know, and it's been really good, though, and you know, as long as I keep taking it in, it's getting better and better and easier, you know, for me to learn things, so, you know, it's just great. These cars are so technical, and there's so many things that make them go, and it's just been challenging, really.
You get to see Tony George in another capacity than many of us, as a car owner and someone who comes in the garage. What's that like?
I can't say enough about Tony. You know, Tony actually helped me get the rookie test with Panther when I first did that. So, you know, for that, I'm totally grateful for him. But, you know, just as a boss, he's an awesome guy to work for. He's a giver, not a taker, you know. You know, I think everybody that works at Vision would say the same thing.
I'm trying to remember if in your career, if you two raced against each other at any point.
You know, I can't recall. I don't recall that.
Yeah, most of the time he was in a midget, and you spent a lot of time in a sprint car. We had some great years in the sprint car. We talked. You did get back into a mini sprint last year.
Yeah, I did. And actually, the reason I got back into mini sprint because I was actually thinking about making a comeback at Terre Haute with the sprint car. But I don't know. I had a lot of fun, and it was a blast. And I love driving cars, but you know, it's time to move on. I've got two kids, 32 years old, or 35 now, actually. So you know, it's just time to move on.
Derek, let's talk about the test that you did. You did it at Texas, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Texas. It was in 2000, and I did it with Panther Racing, and it was one of the best things I ever did in my life.
I remember something very clearly. You told me that you were down there with Tracy Hines, an awfully good race driver, and I remember you saying something that always has stuck with me, and that is, you said at 180 that miles an hour, the car was scary. At 200, it was good.
Yeah, I guess what was happening was the rear wing started working, you know, at 180, but the under tray and the front wing wasn't going fast enough for it to start working effectively. So basically the rear wing was planting and the front end was getting really light and the front tires were kind of skate around. So yeah, the earlier phase of your rookie test was actually probably harder than the final phase when you go out there and you go around flat and you got all the downforce, you know, working on the entire car. Once you get through that first phase, it starts getting easier.
Compare driving an IRL Indy car at Texas to a sprint car at Winchester Salem or a place that you've won, the Eldora Speedway.
It's an entirely different feel because the Indy car, of course, when you're doing a rookie test, they have a lot of downforce on it and it feels really good. It's really comfortable. But there's nothing that can compare to Winchester or Eldora up against the fence. I mean, Winchester, you know, if your car's good at Winchester, you're still somewhat out of control. And, you know, like the best I ever ran around Winchester was a 14.3, and it is fast. And the Indy car, you're going way fast. Everything's going by fast, but you have a lot more time. The straightaways are longer and the corners are bigger. But, I think Jack Hewitt put it best. It's you know, when he was running around here, the rookie year that he ran out here, the Eldora is way hard to drive.
Now, last year I remember we chatted out at Sonoma and you were working primarily with Thomas. Is that the man you work with most, or are you just really on all the cars now?
No, I've been on Thomas's car since I started Division, and he's a good guy to work for, and he's an excellent driver. So, we're building this deal right now, and we're getting faster and faster every race, so as long as we can keep Thomas out of the fence and keep making our cars better and better by the end of the year, you know, I think that we'll see what happens. We might be able to win something.
Does Thomas know about your racing career?
No, I don't think so. I don't think too many people do, really. But a lot of IndyCar guys don't know that many sprint car guys, but some people do. But no, I don't think he does.
Came from an entirely different racing discipline than you, but can you communicate? Can you use the same language?
I've never really talked to him in that facet. You know, I basically just, uh, I'm not high enough on a totem pole to get with, to talk to him in that fashion. But you know, I think I heard him say one time that he would like to drive a sprint car. You know, and I'd like for him too, because I think he'd have a lot more respect for sprint car guys.
So this has been a fun experience for you, at least from our conversations. This is something you've really learned to enjoy.
Yeah, it has. You know, I've worked on race cars my entire life, so it's not new from that standpoint. But, you know, I just love Indy cars. There's just something about how fast they are and how technical they are, and it's just a great learning experience.
Of course, you got a degree in marketing.
Yeah, advertising. I did that for a couple of years and then started racing sprint cars full-time, so it's kind of weird. And my boss said the other day, he's like, I don't know why we do this. We all should have stayed in school and got degrees. And I'm like, I did. And he goes, well, why are you doing this? Why do you put yourself through it? Because it's pretty hectic leading up to May, you know, where there's a lot of things we got to do to the cars to get them ready. And it's always a thrash and we're working late and stuff like that. But it's, I don't know, sometimes when I'm there at 8 o'clock at night, I wonder that myself. But I just like IndyCar racing.
Well, going into the 91st run Indianapolis 500, we were chatting. Your team shows some strength. Showed some strength last year, actually. You've got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, we were running around 5th and 6th most of the race, racing with Marco, and he nearly won it. So, you know, I think we do have a better car this year. Right now, we're not where we want to be, but we'll see Saturday.
Derek Davidson was not only one of the best, one of the bravest in USAC sprint car history.